This is Lex Runciman reading the poem No Good All Day Indoors. Though week after week each shorter day looks ancient, a repeat mumbling gray and drooling, even so, don the waterproofs, gloves, the silly hat. Talk yourself to the threshold, the open door. See? You're going out now, into air damp with smells. Choose a circular route. Imagine Marie Curie vexed by radium, the X-ray mysteries, or Charles Darwin at Downhouse, on his mind a species of bird, or the reproductive or regenerative mechanisms of earthworms. Think James Baldwin in Paris, considering how, with tolerance and curiosity, we might embrace. Around, around, and arrive where you began, wet everywhere, or only your shoes, or not wet at all. And in post-summer solstice, sun-like forever, 92 Fahrenheit shade, a just, endurable, lazy generosity amidst all work and distraction. Find a maple. Sit under it for dappled green, as chickadees at the feeder take and retreat to a near branch where, between their feet, they hold a seed and hammer at it. In stifling heat, think snow, if you must, rainy hours, dim mornings, but not now, as you doze outside in a chair, and when you wake, you squint. Let indoor news stay where it is. It's no good all day indoors.